So Nick, you're sitting down for your second interview with PSU Stop, and I guess it's almost Thanksgiving. There are a lot of interesting things happening. My first question is, what did you think of Borat?
I thought it was an interesting movie. I've always been a fan of Borat. I was a little disappointed because the humor seemed to be a little bit less intelligent than I'm used to, but overall it was a funny movie, and I recommend every individual over 17 years of age to go see it and have a good time.
Would you say that USG supports the movie?
I would say that USG has not made any sort of statement for or against the movie, and as the president, I can't speak for the organization lest they less legislation that approves or disapproves of it is made.
All right, fair enough. Well, I guess to get down to more serious questions, now that UPUA is the official voice and the elections are over. What do you think USG's role is now, as a student government?
Well, USG is going to continue to fight for all students at University Park, all undergraduate students. I think that through the direction of strong individuals like PR Director Brian Peach and Chief of Staff Henry Hund, we'll certainly be able to make a continuing impact. Thus far, we've certainly been concentrating on a number of important projects for students. I think overall, though, our role is to continue to fight for a legitimate student government, a representative body that's able to make decisions, not just a body that has the ability to advocate. So I think overall, the future for USG is to be a catalyst for change from a student representative body that simply advocates to one that all the rest of our peer institutions in the Big Ten have, and that's a student government that has the ability to make decisions.
Now, an interesting thing that we should probably address is, well, first, as a disclaimer, I am actually an off-campus representative in UPUA, the University Park Undergraduate Authority or Association, oddly enough. But I'd like to touch on the fact that UPUA right now is not getting much funding other than institutional support from Stan Latta in the Hub Robeson Center, as far as getting their windows tinted, which I think we all agree are pressing concerns. But other universities in the Big Ten get up to and over $1 million in funding for their student governments. What do you think? Why do you think Penn State doesn't support you that way?
Well, because they don't like what the student government has to say sometimes, or the student representative body, so they try to kill dissent. It's quite simple, Tom. I mean, USG is not supported by the Penn State administration because the Penn State administration dislikes students that have autonomous power and the authority to make decisions, and that's what USG is trying to do, and that's what organizations like PSU Stop is trying to have done at Penn State as well.
So, as a member of UPUA, I myself have been called an administrative lackey by a few people, and I think some people would say that UPUA, as an organization, is like that. They just kowtow to the administration. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's yet to be seen. I mean, I think the whole way that the UPUA came about certainly would suggest that, and I think the fact that there's a president in office that wasn't popularly elected by students, I think that because only 6 out of the 28 representative seats were elected democratically by students, the rest will be selected by sometimes non-students and other times with individuals with supreme authority. Excuse me. I think that it would suggest that it is going to be an organization that doesn't have the best interests of students in mind, but it's yet to be seen. I think that UPUA could make a strong statement if they came out and supported Penn State students going in the direction of a legitimate student government like the rest of our peer institutions have in the Big Ten, but unfortunately, I haven't seen that happening yet.
What are some of USG's kind of more broad-based goals for the rest of the year and for the rest of your tenure as USG president?
Well, number one is to effectively run a constitutional convention that looks at and analyzes the role that students currently play at Penn State in making decisions and offer recommendations as to how to involve students more and more fairly. I think that's a major goal. I think that preserving not necessarily USG, but the ideals of a student representative body that actually makes decisions is certainly a top goal. And as always, working to provide meaningful services to students. Right now, we're offering students a bus ride home for Thanksgiving. We are about to launch, within the next week, a Know Your Rights campaign where we're going to be handing out business cards to students, letting them know some of their constitutional rights and the rights they have just as citizens of the United States. So I think that a project-oriented aspect to USG and also an aspect that continually fights for a representative body that makes decisions and not begs to administrators, those are the primary goals.
How do you think we can best end the problem of skyrocketing tuition at Penn State?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's a two-pronged process. I mean, first you lobby the state legislature as best you can to raise the money that they give to Penn State every year. But I think before you do that, you have to raise awareness that their tuition is a problem, that we are the most expensive public university to attend in the country. Now, I don't know whether students just aren't aware of this campus or don't really care, but there's some problem, there's some disconnect, because what's going on right now is certainly different than what it should be. So basically, our job as student leaders is to make students aware that there is a major problem with tuition, but I mean, that's sort of the side of the state legislature. The other side is we need to urge Penn State to cut costs. You know, and we need to urge Penn State to open up the budget. And I think all these things are connected, because one of the reasons why the legislature refuses to increase the allocation to Penn State is because Penn State isn't completely clear on what they're spending the money on. So I think it's ridiculous. I think what's most ridiculous is not necessarily how high the tuition is, but the percentage, the enormous percentage that it goes up every year. Now, it's fair for a freshman to come in paying $12,000 a year if they know that's how much they're going to pay beforehand. But if they make a commitment to come to Penn State and every year the tuition's going up in between 6 and 10%, by the time they're leaving and paying $15,000 or more, you know, that's just not fair. And I'm obviously have arbitrarily used those numbers in terms of like a freshman coming in here now, but I think the approach should be to lobby the administration to cut costs and to lobby Harrisburg to increase allocation. But I can understand how they don't have incentive to, but first and foremost, it's to raise awareness from all students that tuition is a major problem at this university.
All right, well, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes to speak with us here at PSU Stomp. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to helping you continue to get the message out about USG and about student autonomy at Penn State.
Hey, my pleasure, Tom, anytime.